Check tests on a dead swan found in the Vltava River in the south of the country indicate that the bird died of the highly pathogenic H5N1 virus. Meanwhile, a second swan sent in for testing a few hours later was found to be infected with the H5 virus, and that's also likely to be the H5N1. In anticipation of this result, the Czech authorities have already introduced full-scale preventive measures against the spread of bird flu. And Daniela Lazarová has been following the story. Daniela, what's the latest news?
Well, Jan, the big news at this point is the finding of a second bird, because, as you said, the authorities were anticipating the worst in the case of the first swan. The second bird was found near České Budějovice, which is in the 10-kilometer high-risk zone. And, of course, the situation may worsen with every passing day, because monitoring patrols and the public are apparently sending in a fairly high number of dead birds every day. Petr Šatrán from the State Veterinary Office says he's not ruling out more cases of bird flu in the near future.
It's possible because it is an area where is a lot of ponds, where is lakes, and there is a high density of wild birds, and there is a lot of dead wild birds. So it's a reason for the high number of birds which are sending for testing.
Daniela, I understand that strict measures have been enforced now since midnight on Monday.
That's right. That's when the news first broke. And in line with EU regulations, the authorities have acted on a worst-case scenario, so to speak. The measures introduced include a ban on the transport of live birds, poultry products and eggs. Poultry farms are now using disinfectants. There is close monitoring of both the wild bird population in the area and the small farms and big holdings. There are three large poultry farms in the high-risk zone, as far as we know, so that's considered a potential danger. There's a ban on outdoor breeding, a ban on hunting of wild birds, and, of course, there's plenty of cooperation with ornithologists and also the local authorities to make sure that information filters through to everyone.
And speaking of information, is there enough?
Well, I really believe there is. The papers are full of it, radio programs, TV programs about it, and the Agriculture Ministry is also distributing leaflets around the country. I don't really think that the measures introduced have had a huge impact on people's lives, but I would say that they are aware of the dangers, especially where small children are concerned. And many people who keep chickens now say they will get rid of them in order to minimize the risk.
Thanks, Daniela.